Because that is a really far fall down.
It's in a way, it's like a giant tree house. Every single pipe is accessible with these ladders and walkways.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. All right. I am so excited to be filming this video today, in that we're kind of known on this channel for showcasing really large instruments, and this is by far the largest. Like, I think even just this control panel would probably, I mean, one of those pipes would be the biggest instrument that's ever been on the channel. We are here at the Fourth Presbyterian Church right here in downtown Chicago with John Shear talking about pipe organ.
You were talking about these pipes. Each one of those pipes weighs 1,000 pounds.
And how many pipes does this have?
Organ has over 8,000 pipes in it.
Oh my God.
Each one of those weighs 1,000 pounds, and they are up to 32 feet tall.
And what notes do those play?
So the really low notes. Yeah. The bigger the pipes, the lower the note. And some of the pipes are like as small as my little finger, and so those play the really high notes.
Where are those?
They're scattered all over the place.
So this isn't just like the instrument is just back here.
So you got pipes here in the front, you got pipes in the back, and you got pipes over on the side. There's a blower in all three locations. Blower for the main organ here is in the basement, and it goes all the way up to the ceiling. So the organ is really like surround sound around the whole room.
Wow.
Basement to ceiling, front to back, side to side.
So this instrument is literally the size of a building.
It is.
Can we see the...
Yeah, I'm happy to take up in the pipe chamber. We can see the inside of the organ where all the pipes are located.
Okay.
Now, this is the largest pipe organ in Chicago, with over 8,000 pipes, 142 ranks. And a rank is like one set of pipes for all the notes on the keyboard. So you got the five keyboards and a pedal board for the feet. So the five keyboards control different sections of the organ. So you got the choir division, the great division, the swell division, the orchestral division, and the antiphonal division. And then there's a couple sections of the organ that you can flow to any of these keyboards, like the fanfare and the positif divisions.
You said this is the largest pipe organ in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So that also means this is the largest instrument in Chicago.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe we'll start just with the absolute basics. What is a pipe organ?
Pipe organ is a wind instrument because it relies on wind going through each pipe. People see the keyboards and they think it's a keyboard instrument, but it's really, really a wind instrument.
There's so many, this kind of reminds me of like a guitar player's pedal board. Just like so many different switches.
Right.
This is like an analog.
It's almost like a cockpit of an airplane.
Yeah. Because
you sit down here and you're absolutely surrounded by control devices. All of this just makes the organ function, and it makes the sounds of the organ happen.
Do you use all of this?
You got 204 stops. This is where the phrase pulling out all the stops comes from.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you got 200.
And what is a stop?
So the stop controls the pipes. So when you pull out a stop and you press down on the key, the air goes right through the pipe and you get the sound.
And if you turn that off, then you don't get anything.
Right. Now it's gone.
And if you turn them all on,
you get the whole thing.
That's amazing. Where is that?
Below each keyboard, you have these white buttons, and these are called pistons, and they control the sounds of the organ. The organist presets sounds into the pistons so that as you hold a chord and press the piston, you get a different sound. And this organ has an unlimited capacity of pistons. There are over 10,000 memory levels in this organ.
And when was this made?
This organ was finished in 2016.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say 150.
Fourth Presbyterian had an Ernest Skinner organ in 1914, mm-hmm. an Alien Skinner organ from 1971, and now the Quimby organ from 2016. Huh.
So I imagine they probably require a lot of maintenance.
They do.
Yeah.
Ongoing maintenance.
Yeah.
It's a big machine.
Mm-hmm. And the pipes, too, are all from the...
A lot of the pipes are new. We recycled about 25% of the pipes from the Alien Skinner organ, mm-hmm. from the 1971 Alien Skinner.
Because I know the building is...
The building was finished in 1914.
1914. Mm-hmm.
So when I pull out this stuff, it's controlling a pipe that's lower...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if that's picking. There's no way you're going to hear that on a phone or like a, you got to get your subwoofers out for that one. Is that as low as it goes?
That's the one of the lowest notes on the whole organ.
Wow.
So I pull out that stop, I add another stop and I get an octave higher. I pull another stop, I get another octave. Another stop, another octave. So I'm only playing one note, but I'm actually hearing four notes, because I have four different stops activated.
I always assumed when I heard a sound like that coming from a pipe organ that someone's going, you know, like this.
Right. Well, that's part of the magic of a pipe organ is when you play a chord, you're not just getting those three notes, you're getting three times mm-hmm. four. So it just keeps getting exponentially bigger.
Yeah.
And when you have all the stops.
Oh my God.
It's a lot of sound.
Yeah. Wow. That definitely rivals any like huge guitar cab.
Yeah, if you open up the doors, everybody on Michigan Avenue would hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing that's really interesting about this building is that it's right across the street from John Hancock.
Right, right.
So there's these two monumental Chicago landmarks right next to each other, but very, very different.
Yeah.
Can we try that one again? I wish it could translate to video how loud that is.
That's about 115 decibels.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
You're playing the entire building.
Right, 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 right. It's wow. Like having a whole orchestra right,
yeah.
right at your fingertips. So this is one of the most famous organ pieces that ever was written. It's by Johann Sebastian Bach. He was about 17, 18 years old when he wrote this. This is the Toccata in D minor.
There's a lot of switches down here by your feet, too. You also have four of these pedals. Like,
so you've got the pistons underneath the keyboards for when you've got a free finger. But as you're playing, if you have a free foot, you can grab a toe stud with your foot. You can change the sound as you're playing with your fingers or with your feet. That's the thing about playing the organ. You got to be in really good physical condition because you're always holding yourself up with your core, playing with your hands, moving your feet. You got hands, feet going all different directions.
Yeah. Could we hear just these pedals on their own?
Yeah. So some pieces call for just a pedal solo, just with the feet alone. This is a little piece by Dietrich Buxtehude that shows that.
Thank you.
just like an orchestra, you've got lots of families of sound here. An orchestra has this, the woodwinds, and so does an organ, a clarinet, French horn. You've got all the reeds of the orchestra. You've got the brass section of the orchestra, flutes of the organ. Lovely flute sounds, but then you've got the great string section of the organ. These strings are from 1914, the Skinner organ. Rich sound of strings.
And you're always changing throughout what part of the orchestra?
All the time. Yeah, you're always changing the sounds. You want the organ to be as expressive as possible. That's why it's great to support 1,000 people singing their hearts out, because the organ can support them and make them sound better.
What exactly do these buttons do? And these, there's even more knobs than I thought.
Right. There's knobs for the left foot, for the right foot.
And you just have the muscle memory to...
You just learn where all these things are.
Yeah.
And then these control shades inside the organ that allow it to get louder or softer. So when they're closed, soft, and I open it.
Oh, so those, but there's four.
There's four because there's four different sections, divisions of the organ that are under expression.
Do you find yourself using those while you're
playing? All the time. You're constantly...
There's so much going on when you're playing any song.
You're always trying to bring out a certain note, a certain phrase by moving these shades. The pipes actually don't get louder or softer, but as the shades close...
That is so cool. And even in that room, too, it's entirely enclosed.
It closes down the sound, so it makes it softer.
Yeah. Another thing... We did the lowest note. What is the high? What's the full range?
So the lowest note.
Yeah.
Right there. Really, really low
note. You ever just lay on that for a while?
The highest note. Right there.
You got your mosquito there.
Yeah. The dogs will come running any minute.
Yeah, you got your earthquake to mosquito and everything in between.
You got just this big spectrum of sound. The unique sound of a pipe organ is what's called the principal, the diapason and the foundation sound of an organ. And this organ's got some really beautiful diapasons. Those just the 8-foot diapasons from the organ is just a rich, rich foundation of tone that's just so, so beautiful.
Yeah.
So unique to a pipe organ.
Can I play it?
That's right.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
It has a key. You start it up like a car.
Right. So I'm going to turn the organ back on. Now the organ blower starts to turn. It's pushing air through massive wind pipes up into the wind chest. And the Winchester are opening up right now. The organ, comes alive. It takes about a minute for the wind to get into the organ so you can start using it. So even right now, there's no wind going into the organ. Ah, now we have wind.
Anywhere you grab with any lid other than behind you, you're doing something. Okay, I think I'm gonna start with... Oh my God, I feel so powerful. I can see why you like this. That, oh my God.
If you hit a piston.
Yeah. Like Dracula. That is so cool. I'm not a very good player. Wow, that just sounds immense.
Yeah.
Could we pull out all the stops?
And I'll just
all the stops. All the stops, if we can. And I'm just going to do a C chord.
There it is.
Yeah. Where do you suppose? Oh.
This is the main.
This is the main. Yeah. This is where you're normally.
This is called the great division because it is great. It controls everything.
This is when I want the whole orchestra playing.
Right.
This is when I want to just use this section or that.
Exactly. Section. Yeah.
All right, so we're all the stops. Just that one button is so great. I'd love to be in a band and just be able to go out. Oh, geez. I never play instruments with my feet other than drums. Do you wear certain shoes?
Organists wear special shoes. Thin soles, lots of leather, so you can really feel nice pointed toes, so you hopefully hit one note at a time.
Yeah, because that's not what I'm doing. Like, if you just stand up here, it's just like... You ever do that on accident? Like,
that's happened to everybody.
Yeah. I just spent so much time just here. Like, this is just one instrument.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
I stay in C major and I can improvise, you know.
Try that. Try it.
On this one.
No,
on
the green one. One hand here, one hand here. There you go.
There's a little bit, like playing this one and the different ones, that you can tell there's a little bit of a delay on the attack.
Most of the delay is just the wind going into the pipe.
Oh yeah, what are these?
You were talking about pipes. Yeah. I'm like, oh, here's a pipe. There's a pipe.
Barking.
Right there, yeah.
Tuning these seems like that would be really labor intensive.
This moves.
Oh, okay.
And that's how you tune it. Pipes are made of lead and tin, and some pipes are made out of wood, but it's an ancient combination of lead and tin, and you just want to get that perfect balance between the two. Actually, this is a sound. Organs go back to the 2nd century BC. It was the Greeks that invented it, and this is basically the sound that they would have heard on a 2nd century organ.
Is this this isn't the MIDI I'm familiar with. I'm seeing MIDI all over the place.
I don't know what the MIDI is. I don't use a MIDI.
That's cool. Do you hold the chord and then go through the presets?
You can, yeah.
Let's try that again. That's so cool. Wow. Awesome. Can we see the...
Yeah, I'm happy to take up in the pipe chamber. We can see the inside of the organ where all the pipes are located.
Yeah.
So you get this old skeleton key to get into the pipe chamber. There it is.
Wow.
So this is the fanfare division right here, and then that's the choir division down there. There's 1,000 or more pipes just in the fanfare division.
Well, don't trip here. Oh, these are the shapes.
Yeah.
What? All of this when you move your feet, move.
All this whole wall are movable shades, like Venetian blinds.
Can I get that wide-angle lens from Kyle? Okay, yeah, we needed to get the fisheye lens. it's such tight quarters.
What are these wooden pipes?
So those are like flute stops for the organ.
Oh, these imitate flutes.
Yeah. So the pipes are made of lead and tin, and every pipe has a movable sleeve on it, which allows the organ tuner to adjust the pitch. That's how you tune the organ.
It's really small.
I can't even imagine the task of like first getting this and tuning it. I have an 8-string and I kind of complain about it. This is that times 1,000, literally.
It takes days.
Oh, this is one of the bellows.
Yeah, the windpipe for the air.
Yeah, wow. How many of those are there?
Oh, many, many.
A lot. Interesting too that all these different shapes make those different sounds.
Some of the pipes are capped like this. Some of them they taper up to the top.
Kyle, yeah. Could you move them again?
That is so cool. And even in that room too, it's entirely enclosed.
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna go down and through.
The organ blower fills these reservoirs up with air and then goes through these metal pipes up into the pipes themselves. So you pull out a stop, the air shoots through here and then up into the pipe.
Whoa, that ladder goes all the way to the top of the building.
Yeah,
it's really tight quarters. Maybe I'll move down here.
These pipes are 32 feet tall, all the way floor to ceiling.
There's so many different types of pipes.
Yeah.
Because these are a lot different than the other room. Do you want the camera, Jake? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to come through. Oh, yeah, here, and hold this for a second.
Yeah.
Sorry. They look like they're part of like the air conditioning rather than the instrument, you know?
Nice.
Those are so cool.
Ooh, I didn't realize I'm standing on something.
Yeah, careful, man.
I thought I was on the ground. I am not.
No.
Heading up there, John?
Yeah.
All right, I'll head up with you. I want to get a shot looking down at just how high up I am right now. Jake, you down there?
You gonna be all right without the light up there?
That is a really far fall down.
Could you shine some light on your face there, Jake?
In a way, it's like a giant treehouse, but every single pipe is accessible with these ladders and walkways.
And is this where you tune these pipes? And these are these are the 32-foot ones?
Yeah, these are some of the 32-foot pipes.
You got to climb up here to get to these.
Yeah, you got it.
And I'm going to make sure I don't fall to my organy death here. Jeez.
People have been building pipe organs since the 2nd century BC, and over time, they've learned how to make different sounds by shaping the pipes in different ways.
Could you turn on the volume pedal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and then is that the facade over there?
Yeah, we're right at the front here. So you're looking right out of the sanctuary now.
Do you happen to remember what instrument those are?
I think that's the French horn.
And all like, just imagining like what you'd have to do to tune like that little pipe over.
Yeah. So I'll open up this door. And now we're in the swell division.
What floor are we on? Or is it that you don't really have
a floor? We're probably on about the fifth floor.
And were we playing that guy earlier?
We were.
Yeah. What do you happen to know what note is that?
Probably 2 2/3 Nazard stop. I'm not sure which note that is. This is the vox humana, the human voice.
Wow. This is actually an important part that these don't get too cold or too hot.
Yeah, we try to keep the temperature 72.
These few are really interesting. Wow, these are interesting too. I mean, they're all so different.
They're all unique.
It's funny how many different sounds you can get from just putting air through a pipe.
You got it.
She said we're 5 stories up right now. Definitely by far the biggest instrument that's been on the channel.
If I fell into a pipe organ and died,
that would be quite a way to go.
If I had to die falling down something, it'd be falling down in a gigantic instrument. It takes a while to get up there. That's not
like, oh, we opened another room. We've been climbing through pipe organ for a while. Jeez.
Thanks for not playing any notes, Kyle.
This is like an entire apartment building filled with pipes. So is there anything, I mean, there's nothing here.
No, 70% of the organ in this main section here in the corner, but then about 15% is up here in the north balcony. In the back, you've got the antiphonal division.
It's right,
just that little square.
There.
Yeah.
You could play a whole piece of music just in the back. You could play a whole piece of music on the north balcony or in the main section. So it's really like having three pipe organs.
Interesting.
All right.
And this is just its own pipe organ.
This is the oldest playing pipe organ in Chicago.
Wow.
It's from 1850. Somebody has to pump the air. There was no electricity in 1850.
Is this fine?
You got it.
Okay. Sounds great too.
1850.
I love the shit you have to pump it. Oh, I didn't need to be. Whoa! That is
so
cool.
Faster?
No, just that's.
Oh,
oh my, I love this thing so much.
1850. This is like walking back into 1940.
Yeah.
All right.
There's not even a screen.
So these are some of the trumpet pipes right up front.
They're like falling that way. And these wood ones in the back are really interesting.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize those big ones were pipes. Big
yeah. Way. It's also really intimidating because to see those, I need to like crank my head up a lot. But if I lean back.
Yep.
Oh, and there's some really tiny pipes back here. And I can just barely see the pipe organ at the end. Where you play it.
What are these bells?
Zimmelstern. That they will turn and make a tinkling sound. There's a Zimmelstern in the front and one in the back.
Whoa.
And I'll take it out of the main blower.
It's not even near it.
No, but it's just directly below. Okay, hard hat area.
Watch your heads.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Humidity
mist
into the air, and then the organ blower sucks up that humidity and takes it up into the pipes.
It looks like it's about to explode. Everything's shaking.
Yep. When I pull a stop on the organ, press down on a key, the wind goes from the blower through the pipe. And it all happens in a split second.
Yeah. All right, well, I think that's the video. Thank you so much for watching, John. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. And I hope you all come back to Fort Presbyterian and hear this great organ.
Yeah. Subscribe if you like to. Here's a playlist of other instruments we've explored. And thanks so much to the people on Patreon. See you next week.
Name me one other instrument you've been inside of.
I've tried with some acoustic guitars and I always ruin them.
You can't crawl in one.
Yeah, I tried my best. You can probably crawl inside a piano, though I wouldn't, recommend it.
Nope.